You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, we've been joined by Barney Duncan in studio. Are those headphones working?
Just in my right-hand ear, which is the only ear I need.
Do you want to give the...
Is it your good ear?
Yeah, it's my cueing ear. No, I like... This is... I'm used to it.
It's Are you totally, okay?
Yeah, it's
You're
good.
Okay? You're
it's
okay?
Fine.
You're okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, though. Thanks for caring.
Good hustle, John.
Hey, thank you very much for coming in. Obviously, this month is the New Zealand International Month of Comedy.
A fest of comedy.
Some sort of comedy thing which is happening, and you're doing a show.
Whoa.
You're doing some comedy.
Try not to brush over it too much, John. It's an actual International New Zealand Comedy Fest. Maybe not
but
in that order.
You are doing a show at Whammy Bar called I Am Your DJ.
Correct. Correct Mundo.
Yeah, where you actually adopt some sort of persona?
Yes, I play a character, alter ego, called Juan Vesuvius.
Will we be able to know if you dip into that character at any moment, or are you that character now?
Because
we've
able to
never
know.
Met.
I don't sound like Barney when I'm Juan.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I just need to know. I just need like a baseline, and then I can sort of...
Yeah, Juan Vesuvius is from Venezuela, and has a thick accent.
Strong.
How does the show... What's the run of things during the show? Are you comfortable to give that away?
Oh, I've just seen a picture of Juan. Okay, I'm on board now.
Okay.
It's grunty. Yeah. It's a grunty scenario.
All right. He's handsome.
He looks like a busy boy.
He's busy. Ambidextrous. The show is like me... Juan is a DJ, so I have turntables and vinyl records.
Mm. Fun.
And I do comedy DJing. So, like, there's music as the bass, and then there's kind of, like, surreal physical comedy over top of that. And with this show, this is, like, my third Juan show. It's all about the history of house music. So you kind of get, like, a ethnomusicological history lesson.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so is this the third actual time that you've been Juan live, or is this the third kind of scenario that you've reincarnated?
Yeah,
Juan
it's like the third scenario.
Oh, right on.
So Ghostbusters 1, Ghostbusters 2, Ghostbusters 3.
Okay, I was wondering how deep into Juan you are, but you're
deep.
Ghostbusters 3. Okay, is it just as good? Is it as good as Ghostbusters 1?
Yeah, because the first two were concerned with music of the Caribbean, mm-hmm. so like calypso, soca, chutney. Mento, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I wanted to get away with from the Caribbean, so I just wanted to do house music.
Does it involve quite a bit of research into house music to find the right track to complement the physical comedy?
Yeah, that was the fun bit. Because you go, okay, so I'm making a show about house. Well, I can't make a show about house if I don't talk about disco.
Mm.
So disco, okay, so where does that start? That starts after 1969 when all of the laws changed and allowed all these gay bars to open up in New York City. So what made the laws change? Oh, the Stonewall Riots.
It's quite a rabbit hole.
So I start in like 1969 and it ends up being essentially a queer rights show, which I didn't know I was making when I started, but I'm very happy I've made when I got to the end of it.
This Fantastic. Sounds like my favorite type of comedy where it's funny but also educational.
It's super educational.
That's good. I like that. I like where I'm not waiting. I don't feel like I'm wasting time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that nice thing of, you know, you disarm people with laughs, their brains become more spongy to absorb stuff. You're not preaching, you're not like lecturing.
We're having fun.
Some comics go, I bloody hate Christians. This sucks about life.
Oh, well,
and you go,
I don't want to hate anything.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's true. It's my favorite as well.
Right on.
Sorry. Fantastic. And the brief that we gave you this afternoon was maybe, what are the key ingredients you think that make up a solid routine of comedy?
Oh, farts. I forgot to think about that.
Just if you could have a
I'm
think
just
about
saying, like, as an aspiring comedian myself.
Okay, key ingredients. Well, there is the thing that everyone talks about called timing, which is a thing that you need to... understand. The funny thing is that, like, lots of time actors, like people that are good at drama, suck at comedy because their timing gland is a different shape to a comedy gland.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know how to describe timing. You just gotta
have it.
Do it.
Can't really learn it.
Yeah, and
okay, so no hope for John? Is that for the world?
Damn.
Well, no, it's...
I'm just trying to figure out...
I already feel from John that he has timing.
No, my heart is dashed against jagged rocks, so...
There you go.
Don't worry about it.
That was
a well-delivered line.
That's good.
You got to be charming, I reckon.
Okay.
You can't make the audience feel squeamish, like,
right,
this guy's bombing, I want to leave the room.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably even if quite you important. Have,
if, even if you have no material or your jokes suck, if you deliver them with the charm and confidence of an evangelical preacher, then it will fly.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've never attempted this scenario, but would it be kind of fun, once you realize this isn't going to work at all, to just keep diving down and down and down and just wallow in the shitness?
Oh, yeah, that's
does that happen like at least once a year to comedians?
Yeah, I think it happened to me the other night at the Classic.
Because you're just like, all right, we're all there now, well, fuck it, you paid and sucked, yeah, in.
It's
just
a very mainstream audience there, and they were expecting, you know, straight white guy in a t-shirt talking about Tinder.
And
not a...
They got the curveball that is Juan.
But I did keep... Yeah, I definitely kept diving. I dove into them. I ran around.
You sort of wallow in the... Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
I think there's a good thing, like, learning how to die as a comic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is really
that like
important.
Yeah, like, gracefully go, look, you're here, I'm here.
Yeah, because there's nothing... It's even worse. If you're on stage and the comic's dying and they're sweating and going,
yeah,
I want to leave, I'm so scared, I hate this.
That's painful.
Then the audience is going, oh, yeah, fuck, yeah, someone make this stop.
Yeah, but yeah,
if the comic's going, oh, I'm dying and I don't care, I love the smell of
I would
my
respect
own shit.
That would kind of turn me around. I'd be like, oh, he's all right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice.
Now, we've sort of asked for you to bring in a couple of comedy clips which have inspired... Or, I don't know.
You've got a vintage really Andy Kaufman in here, and actually a vintage in relation to Noel Fielding, a nice early Noel Fielding.
Yeah.
What should we kick off with?
Maybe Noel.
Right on. This is. Do we need to intro it?
Yeah, actually, it's quite self explanatory. Here we go.
In the summer, yeah, when you've got your long shorts on, or your short shorts, or a very thin blue tunic made out of owl feathers, and. You're just walking through long grass, yeah? You get seeds in your socks, don't you? You know, those little furry ball seeds? And they stick to you, don't they? They stick to your socks. And you can be walking, I don't know, 3 miles, I don't know, and the seeds come off, and then plants grow new places. Seed distribution, I think it's called. And that's fair enough, you know, because, you know, plants have got to grow in new places. They got to spread. I'm up for that. But the other day, I was standing at a bus stop just minding my own business. All of a sudden, I felt my cords being tugged. I looked down, and there was a small cheese plant there, and he had a big barrel full of seeds, and he was packing my socks with it. He was like that. I was going, oh, you cheeky little scamp, I know what you're up to, go on. And he just didn't stop. I had huge, big, massive boots with buckles on, made out of seeds. I looked like Puss in Boots. Well, because the light was reflecting off a tree, making me look like a tabby cat. And I went, go on, get stuck in there. And anyway, you know, after about 5 minutes, I walked off, and I was just about to go. I got to about here, and turned around, and he went, are you going past the library? I went, well, he went, if you are, can you take these books back? Because they're a bit overdue. I thought, he's taking the mix. I took the books, and I thought, all right, fair enough. Anyway, I got about 50 yards down the road, and he went, and can you get some king-size Rizzlers as well, please, if you go past the petrol garage? And I went, what, you smoke grass? He went, oh, come on, what, smoke my own people? Am I a cannibal? Oh, you verbally raped me. Oh, I went... All right, sorry. So I carried on walking, and I got, you know, right to the end of the road, and he went to me, and can you get some what's-its and some Pringles and some sandwiches, because I get the munchies after I've had a smoke. I went, you do smoke grass. He went, right, come on, that's it. Queensbury rules, you've insulted me for the last time. Come on, let's see what you're made of. Come on. And he got two very thin...
Starts getting very British colloquialism. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Vernacular?
I don't know. Vernacular. Cool.
I'm deep into an English scenario. That was Noel Fielding, a.k.a. Mighty Boosh?
Yes.
For anybody for the uninitiated. Early, though, he's a fresh-faced in that
now
scenario.
Now he's a judge on British baking competitions.
Yeah, I saw that. There's also a good program called The Taskmaster, which...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's a good program,
mate.
Right on. Hey.
Now, just...
Back in the room.
I am aware that you are... a little bit time poor this afternoon because you are doing a show tonight at Whammy Bar.
We open tonight. Yes, that sold out. Wednesday night sold out. Oh. The Thursday night sold out. So we're adding a late show on Thursday at 10:30 p.m.
Okay.
that will be the magic show, because it's the last show and it's the late show, and things are just going to go crazy.
Nice.
All right. All right.
10:30. Okay, so but just the ticket is the site to buy them on, the tickets.
Okay. So there's one show left for Juan Vesuvius. I am your DJ at Whammy Bar from Just the Ticket.
Okay, yeah.
Sweet. Shall we? We shan't keep you. Shall we play one more comedy clip?
And oh yeah. This is the incredible Andy Kaufman.
Oh mate, I actually watched that. We are, like, I know this probably happens all the time to Andy Kaufman, but I watched that Jim Carrey playing him documentary. What's it called? Man on the Moon.
The movie's called Man on the Moon. The documentary is called Me and Andy, I think. On is that the Netflix documentary
about
the making of Man on the Moon?
I should have watched it on Netflix. It's good though.
Yeah.
Gee whiz! I actually gained a lot of respect for Jim Carrey.
Oh man, that was peak Carrey. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, he was deep in a rabbit hole playing this character, Andy Kaufman. Kaufman?
I don't know.
Shit.
I always say Kaufman.
Okay, good.
You know, I'm not trying to show any talent. All I'm trying to do is have some fun. This is when I get together with friends and we go home and I have some fun. And I just wanted to believe you were my friends and we're having a good time. It doesn't work. I have no business being here, and I want to thank you all for showing me where I'm at. You really showed me where I'm at today. I was just trying to do my best. I was just trying to ruin everything. Every time I try to go wrong, I was just trying to do my best. Thank you very much.
Actual genius.
Praise be. So good.
It's fantastic. What's rad about that is watching that skit and you're like, what are the bongos doing there? And he starts to sift them in. It's like you're a believer at that point.
Yeah, I think I got interested in playing the maracas in my comedy because of that particular sketch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Adding a little analog element. And it kind of keeps people guessing, like, what's he going to do with these things at some point? Sort of breaks that just staring at me scenario.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
So good.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Barney. Amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing to have you in here. Once again, if people want to catch the show, it's Juan Vesuvius. I am your DJ at Whammy Bar. There's tickets left for Thursday night.
At 10:30.
10:30 p.m. for the late show. Should be a lot of fun. Thursday night, of course, being the first day of the weekend. Don't worry about Friday. That's a day off. We do. Have we got a double pass to give away?
Yes.
We've got a double pass to give away. If you give us a call, 309-3879, first person through.
Easy. Thanks again, man.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Right on.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.